Aleichu, Chelek Beis, Reish, Samech, Gimel, Vaad Chamishi. Devarim Noraim Gila Admor Nishmasa Eden Besod Inyan Machshava. So Rabbi Yerucham revealed awesome things regarding the concept of thought. Ve'ele Devarava Kideishim. These are his words. Quotation from Das Chochma Umusa, Chelek Beis, Siman Ein Zain. Ami me'asisi lecha omehi elisicha, says Hashem in the name of the Novi. My nation, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Anebi, answer. ואמרו חזל, חזל comment on this, מעולם לא חייבתיך קודם שנסעתי לך כלום. הקדוש ברוך הוא's claim is that I never obligated you in anything before I gave you something. For example, כלום חייבתי לך במזוזה קודם שנסעתי לך בייס? Did I obligate you in the mitzvah of mezuzah before I gave you a home on which to affix the mezuzah? וכולי. הכלל, says Rabbi Yerucham, the general idea here is שכל מה שנדרש מעשה אדם, whatever is demanded of man, כל מה שחייב הקדוש ברוך הוא אדם, whatever הקדוש ברוך הוא demands of a human being, המעלו יסחי אלונס, even the highest achievements, התביעם הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול בכוחותיו הטבעיים. הקדוש ברוך הוא imprinted these achievements, these levels, in a person's natural forces, ואינם מוטבעים בכוחות נפשי, they imprinted in his psyche. בואו ונראה דבר נפלא, come and see something wondrous. הנה אין עוד מלבדוי. That level of אין עוד מלבדוי. רום המעלויס. מעלס הדבקוס. It connotes the מעלה of דבקוס of attachment שהיא תכליס וכליל כל המעלויס. The purpose, the crown of all achievements. הרי היא באמת נמצאת בסכונסו של האדם. It's already there, within the person. Even this highest of achievements is already in the person's psyche. ואדם נפגש בזה בכל שעה. Person encounters this at all times, ואין עומד על זה בעולם, but doesn't necessarily recognize this. מעלה כל כך נשגבה, such an exalted level, וכל אחד מרגישה ממש בחוש. A person can feel it literally, tangibly rather. ואם היה האדם מסבינן בה, if a person would reflect on it, היה זה מאמס ומברר לו יסוד התורה והמצוויס, it would clarify and validate to him the foundation of Torah and mitzvahs, v'chol ha'ikar nidash b'minu, and everything that's demanded of him. Rabbi Yerucham continues, הנה כל אחד מאיתנו מכיר, every one of us recognizes, שאין בכוחה של המחשבה לסבול שום רשם צדדי, that thought doesn't tolerate any external impressions. כוח המחשבה כל כך דק ואצילי, the power of thought is so subtle, so noble, שהתנועה הכי קלה מפריעה כבר באדם, that even the slightest gesture interrupts it, distracts us. שרטוט הכי קל בציפורן על הקיר. The slightest scratch with a nail on the wall, דיוי בכדי להוציא את האדם ממחשב הסב, is sufficient to extricate us from our thoughts, to distract us. הפרעה שהמחשבה נולדת על ידי שהשרטוט הכי קל מפנה על עצמו את המחשבה. This distraction is born through the fact that even the slightest scratch turns to itself the thought, והרי נסונה כבר בדבר אחר, for the thought is now focused on something else. ואם כן מצד הטבעת כוח המחשבה, from this perspective of the imprinting within us of the power of thought, הרי אי אפשר ומן הנמנע שיש שום דבר צדדי הכי קל, it's impossible that there should be anything external, דזוי זו מחשבה מופרע כבר במציאות, because such a thought would be already distracted. והוא מפני, why is this? Why do we get distracted? And why is it that thought is so intolerant of other things? מפני שמציאות כוח המחשבה הוא אין עוד מלבדוי, because really the basis, the reality of the power of thought is אין עוד מלבדוי. That's what Hashem imprinted in us in order to achieve the level of דבקות. כשאין שום דבר זולתו, it has to be by itself, it has to be isolated. ממש בישימון וציאה, our thoughts have to be, so to speak, in a wilderness, שלא תוכל להיות שום הפנאה כל דיס, so as to avoid any distraction whatsoever. רק במצב כזה היא המחשבה. Only then can thought flourish. מהוסה של המחשבה הדבקוס. The essence of thought is attachment. Its source is אין עוד מלבדוי. מחוברס ודבוקה כולה, entirely attached. אין עוד מלבדוי, אהבה עד אין שיעור. The author now continues, הרי כל עבודה של אדם ליחדו יסברך. Avoida can be described as ייחוד השם, to make השם one. במה הוא מייחדו? How do we do that? בהשתמשי בכוח המחשבה שלו להדפיסה בענייני תורה ועבודת השם. By using one's thought and attaching it to concepts of Torah and Avodah, kilaze nesuna machshava. That's what thought is given to us. Vezeis is segulasa. That's its property. Lo inuchal kan lehavi kol dever admor niflaim b'ze. We cannot quote all of Rabbi Yerucham's words over here. V'yesh lelamdam bimkoram b'yonu avon. Should learn them in the original, in the source, with great depth. Oid nachzo alehem bezas Hashem. We will return to these words of Rabbi Yerucham. Keshenegel yenu kiyas shma'os fila. When we come to describe kiyas shma'os fila b'sha'ar haba. Ach ha'gilui alai anal hu gilui atzum. Nonetheless, this revelation is a tremendous revelation. It pours new light on our avoida regarding concentration. Hare nochachnu ladas. What we've learned here. Ki badakoisa sefurois shanu misamtzim lachazik es ha-machshava b'inan echad. In the few minutes that we try to hold our thoughts onto one concept, where we focused and concentrating, hinenu oskim ha-mash b'yichudoi. We've come to realize that that is Yichud Hashem. That's what we're involved with. That should give us great stimulus to strengthen our exercises, to acquire this power of toiling in thought. In practice, we continue this idea of focused thought, thinking pleasantly without straining, b'meshech hamesh dakois, 4 or 5 minutes. V'chol amarbe arei ze meshubach, the more one does this, the better. Ach bitnai sheze lo yachbid alav b'shum ofen, on condition that this does not weigh on the person under any circumstances. Vad shishi. Bazman ha'aroich she'asaknu b'islamdus b'machshava. Over the long period that we've been dealing with thought and developing, cultivating our thought, קיבלנו מושג ממהוסה. We've got some concept of its essence. וטעם בנעימות שלה. We've acquired a taste for its pleasantness. ובוודאי השתרבב משהו מעמל המחשבה האמיתית בסנדקויס. גם לסוח עבודתנו בתורה ובתפילה. And certainly something from that toil of true thought in those minutes of our exercise has rubbed off on our avoida and in Torah and Tefillah. This has been the first stage. The previous 5 ve'adim constitute the first stage. And after that, we now have to approach the second stage. To expand one's thought. We'll see in a moment what that means. Once again, we're going to approach that passage that appears in both volumes of Alei Shur many times. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Mishlei: "Kiner mitzvah v'seira oir." Tala hakasu v'sa mitzvah b'ner v'sa Torah b'oir. Chazal comment that the pasuk associates mitzvah with a lamp and associates Torah with light. Loimar lecha maner einah magina ela lefi sha'a, just as a lamp protects you just temporarily. Af mitzvah einah magina ela lefi sha'a. So the mitzvah only protects one temporarily. V'satera be'oir, but the pasuk associates Torah with light. Loimar lecha ma'oir magin le'olam, just like light protects continuously. Af Torah magina ela olam v'chulei. Then the Gemara provides a mashal. Mashal le'adam she'yamalech bishon laila va'afila. A person walking out in the countryside on a pitch black night. He is afraid of thorns and pits, ditches, branches, wild animals, outlaws. And furthermore, he is completely lost. If he gets a torch, a blazing torch, that's sufficient to save him from the brambles and the thorns, the pits, the ditches. But he's still afraid of wild animals, outlaws, and he's still completely lost. Once dawn breaks, he's no longer in danger from wild animals and outlaws, but he's still lost. Once he reaches the crossroads, he's completely saved. Now he knows where he's going. That's a mashal. My parashas derochim. The Gemara wants to know the nimshal for the third stage. Malzut oma zetamid chacham desalka leishma ta'aliba dehil chesa. We have three answers there in the Gemara, but one of them is this one, a Talmid Chacham who concludes the analysis with the correct halacha. Taisus comments, Zet Talmid Chacham desalka leishmat desaliba de yilchasa, teima, says Taisus, hey ach nitzol mikulan, how is the person saved from everything? Valoi loy nitzol mi yetzahara be'idin adaloi asik batera. He is not saved from Yetzer Hara in a time when he is not involved in Torah. The Yesh Lomar Tosfos resolves his question as follows. Stam Talmid Chacham, the generic Talmid Chacham, so to speak. Terasoi umanosoi, Torah is his preoccupation. Ve'oisek bah umherher kol sha'a, he's involved in it all the time. Ve'eino hilech dalad amois without Torah. He does not even walk dalad amois without Torah. The author says, "Divrei Tosaf Yisrael tzrichim likalet bedamoy shel kol Talmid Chacham." These words of Tosafos have to be absorbed in the bloodstream of every Talmid Chacham. Etzel stam Talmid Chacham, by a person who is considered a stam Talmid Chacham, ein idna de le'asik b'Torah. There is no time when he is not involved thinking of Torah. Who oisek umherher bah kol sha'a. These are just the words of Tosafos. He's thinking about it all the time. He doesn't walk Dalad Amois Beloi Tera. According to Tosafos, it's not a supremely high level. This is a generic, an entry level Talmid Chacham. Ela, we have to add, the gam Talmid Chacham, even this Talmid Chacham, adayin einu yodea be'ezeh derech mehalech, still, according to the mashal of Chazal over here, does not know where he's going. He's still lost. Ad she's gilius puisek bar samcha or yorechet, based on whichever answer in the Gemara one takes, until he becomes an acknowledged puisek or a yorechet. Ashealzeh matu bemareches lebud Musa. We learned about this when we discussed this passage in a previous ma'aracha. Me'ata anu yodim le'an paninu mu'adois v'iskenu b'Torah. From now we know where we headed, what our objective is in involvement in Torah. What we want to achieve is to be a stam Talmid Chacham of Tosafos' definition. Clearly, this is an avoida of thought in Torah. Involved and thinking in it constantly. Not to walk without Torah, even Dalad Amois. Let's think to ourselves. המושג שלנו בהסמדה, when we define the concept of הסמדה, of diligence, הוא לשבס שעיס רבויס ככל האפשר ליד הגמרא וללמוד. Our definition of diligence is to sit as many hours as possible by the Gemara and learn. אך כאן, here with this Tosafos in מסכת סיטה, מסגלה לנו אופק חדש בעסק התורה. We discover new horizons in involvement in Torah. לעסק ולהרר אבה תמיד שלא בזמן הלימוד. New horizons of thinking in Torah, reflecting in Torah, not during the Seder. Veloy leleches baderech bli Torah, not to travel without Torah. Zay semeres, in other words, aleinu lisagel b'machshava tmidis b'Torah. What we have to do is to train ourselves in constant thought in Torah. Yesh baruch Hashem asmidim. There are diligent students b'yameinu, ach me'atim hem ha'choshvim b'Torah tamid. There are very few who are constantly thinking in Torah. בדרך כלל רק עוסק באיזה חידוש. Generally, only a person really engrossed in some חידוש מסנסה בסוג עבודה זו של הרהרות תמידי בתורה. Experiences this type of avoida of being constantly involved in Torah. סתם תלמיד חכם שלנו, our average תלמיד חכם, אפילו מסמיד גדול, even a person is considered to be a great מסמיד, ברגע שהוא קם מהגמרא, the moment he closes his Gemara, the Seder ends, הוא מפסיק לחשב עליה. He stops thinking about it. Hayekarim haritzim asmadei sira. Those devoted souls who wish to acquire greater diligence, lokhim itam sefer belechta madei. So what they do is they take a sefer for the road. Ach da'aka. It's a problem though. Lo itamid nitan lilmoid betoch sefer belechta vinsia. It's not always possible to learn from a sefer when one is traveling. Ein manois. We have no choice. Alem lislamid b'machshava tmidis b'Torah. What we have to do is to train ourselves in constant thought in Torah. We specifically have to become used to walking in the street and to be thinking about some concept of Torah, some topic that we determined ahead of time. כאן אין לנו להקפיד על ריכוז המחשבה. Here the point is not so much concentration on the same thing כמו שעשינו עד כה, as we've done in the previous ועדים, ויש לנו יסוד עורר הנעימות במחשבה. What we want to do here is to stimulate more that pleasantness. Here's the exercise. נקבע לעצמנו כל יום חצי שעה לטיול ברחוב. We're going to set for ourselves each day a half hour of strolling outside, תוך כדי מחשבה והרהור בתורה, while thinking in Torah. כמה שבועות יעברו עד שנצליח להתלמד בזה. A few weeks will pass until we manage to do this, אבל דווקא בזה נראה פירוש. But we will see fruit specifically over here. We'll see success here. הרגיל לחשוב בדרך, person who becomes accustomed to thinking while on the road, יודע כי החידושים הטובים ביוסף, he knows that the very best חידושים מסגלים לו בלכתו ברחוב סואן ובעמידה באוטובוס דחוס. He knows that the best חידושים are revealed to him when he's walking in a crowded street or standing in a crowded bus. ונדע בבירור, we should know full well, זוהי הסלמדוס ביוס סתם תמיד חכם של בעלי התוספויס. This is the exercise, this is the training ground to become the תמיד חכם as defined by Tosafos. Vad Shvi'i. A Mishnah in Pekei Avos, Rabbi Chanina ben Chachina, yomer, ha-ne'or b'layla, a person awake at night, ve-ha-me'alech b'derech yechidi, who is traveling alone, u-mefane li-boi levatala, he allows his heart to become empty, ha-re ze mischaye b'nafshoi. He is considered culpable for his soul. The author says, avoidasenu la'asok tamid b'Torah k'daisha. That's our avoida, to be involved constantly in the Torah. Ve'en zo mile d'chasidusa, this is not considered something reserved only for the pious. Ela chiyuv hu, it's an obligation, u'mforash b'Torah. We say it in the Shema. Ve'dibarta bam, speak in the very Torah, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you're at home, u'vlechtecha v'derech, when you travel, u'veshach becha, u'vkumecha, when you lie down, when you get up. כאשר אדם במצב שאין לו כל מפריע מסביב, when a person finds himself without any distraction, like the Tanna describes, no distraction around him, וגם אין לו כל עסק אחר, he's got nothing to do, it's like the Tanna says, he's awake at night, he's traveling alone, והוא מפנה ליבוי לבטלה, and he allows his heart to become void, empty, אין זה סתם תמיד חכם, this is not what Tosafos is called, a סתם תמיד חכם. Quite the opposite. Rachoiku mitorah. Such a person is distant from Torah. Uvaze mamashu mischaye benafsho. And in that, he's liable for his own life. Haim baru lenu kva. Is it clear to us already? Shinenu lomdim lakir kan dmus chadasha shel tamid chacham. That we learning to recognize here a completely new mode or mold of a tamid chacham. Ad koi diminu. Up to this point, we had imagined כי תלמיד חכם הוא בעל ידיעו עשר חבויס בתורה הקדושה. That תלמיד חכם is a person with wide knowledge in Torah, ואולי גם מחדש גדול, perhaps it's not תלמיד חכם, is somebody who has the power of innovation, or he poisek, somebody who is a poisek. כעיס נוכחנו לראיס, what we now are learning, what we now realize is, כי מהוסוי האמיתיס של תלמיד חכם. The real essence, the characteristic property of a תלמיד חכם היא, הרהור בתורה כל שעה, constant thinking in Torah, עד כדי כך שלא ילך דלת עמוס בלי תורה, to the point where he doesn't walk דלת עמוס בלי תורה, וזה נקרא תורה סוי ומנוסוי. That's called תורה סוי ומנוסוי. The Torah is his occupation. הרי האלמנט שבו התלמיד חכם חי, המחשבה בתורה. The element in which the תלמיד חכם lives, the environment in which he lives, היא המחשבה בתורה, is thought in Torah. זהו ממש הציור של רבי עקיבא. We may recognize now what רבי עקיבא meant in his illustration, ברכות דף סמך א', מהדגים החיים במים, the fish, he discusses the fish living in water, אשר היבשה מקום יססם, they told the fox, if we come out of the water, it's death. המחשבה בתורה אינה מרפה מהתלמיד חכם. Thought in Torah doesn't let go of that mitchacham. גם על מיטסוי הוא ממשיך לעסוק בקושיוס ואוויוס. Even on his bed, he continues thinking about kushiyos and discussions in the Gemara, ad shem chole min vetorah, to the point where he starts to dream about them. Yesh lehair kan al ma shebalei ha-musa hirbu ledaber alav. We have to comment here on something that Balei ha-musa spoke frequently about. Vehu, a pasuk in Tehillim tzadi dalad, b'roiv sar'apai bekirbi, speaking about numerous thoughts within me, tanchumecha yesha'u nafshi. They interpreted it as follows. Kashem od lehagos yom shalem b'yinan echad. It is very difficult to spend an entire day thinking about one concept. Utzrichim yos mukhanim l'adam tamid kama inyanim lehagos b'yim. And therefore, a person should always have a number of issues to reflect on. Betziyo, by way of illustration. Im lederech kiroiva miskonel aleches. If a person has a short errand to run, maspik lo inyan echad lachashevoy. One inyan is sufficient to think about ad shavua baisa. You need not prepare more. Im lederech rechokah olech, if he's going on a distant journey, yachil atzmoy kama inyanim lagos bem. He must prepare a number of issues to reflect on. Kach shelo tisroken machshavto b'yosov ha'derech, so that his thought should not become empty while he's busy. Ach kol ze keshekva yisragel lechios b'machshava shel Torah. All of this applies when he's already accustomed himself living in within the element of thought in Torah. ובינתיים, in the meantime, יש להמשיך בלסתמדוס ללכס בכל יום חצי שעה לטייל ברחוב דווקא ולחשוב בתורה. One has to continue the exercise of spending half an hour each day strolling in the street specifically, דווקא there, not in a quiet place, and thinking in the Torah. ולפני צייסוי מהבייס, before leaving home, יכין לעצמו העניין שביצענו להגויס בו. The person must prepare the concept that he's going to think about. ועד שמיני. כשאדם אומר שהוא רוצה לדעת ש"ס, בוודאי כוונתו רצויה. When a person says that he wants to know the ש"ס, certainly this intention is admirable. המצווה הזאת של ושיננתם היא לדעת כל התורה כולה. The mitzvah of ושיננתם is to know the whole Torah. אך לא ידעי בזה, it's not sufficient. שראה הכסוב ממשיך ודיברת בם בשבתך בביסך.
The pasuk continues describing the obligation. Sheyesh lichios b'Torah, person is to live in Torah. Umikra maleihu. We have an explicit pasuk in Acharei Mois at the end of Chamishi. Ushmartem eschukosav es mishpotai. Observe my laws, my judgments. Asher yaseh oisam ha'adam v'chai bohem. That the person should do and live in them. Ve'ein zoi melitza. This is not a mere figure of speech. It's not a mere flourish. Kavanas ha'tira yelases lanu chayus yosek vo mizah shel umos ha'olam. The intent of the Torah is to give us a grade of life, a quality of life higher than that of umos ha'olam. Chayus mibichinas eitz ha'chayim. Ve'loi zo mibichinas eitz ha'das. A life on the level of eitz ha'chayim, the tree of life, and not on the level of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. When the Torah speaks about somebody who accidentally killed, he should flee to one of these cities, the cities of refuge, Arei Miklat, and live. So of course the simple level is he avoids the rage of the avenger. But Chazal understood, Avinu Chazal Mizeh, Chazal say, Makois Daf Yud, Avid Lei Milei Dechayusa. Vachai means give him the possibility of life. As in, Talmid Shegala Maglim Raboy Imoy. If a Talmid has to go off to a city of refuge, his teacher is also exiled with him. Harei Musag Vachai Batirahu, the concept of Vachai in the Torah is Chayus Batirah. HaRambam mevi halakha zo belashon ze. The Rambam formulates it as follows in Ilchos Roitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, Perek Zayin. Talmid shegala le'ir miklat, a Talmid who has been exiled to a city of refuge, maglin raboy imoy, his teacher is also taken there, she'nemar vachai, because this pasuk in Acharei Mois says vachai, aser lo kedei she'yichye, you have to make sure that he's able to live, vechayei ba'alei chokhma u'mevakshaha, the lives of those who seek wisdom, beloy talmud Torah, without learning, kemisach hashavin, tantamount to death. וכן הרב שגלה מגלין ישיבה סעימוי. Similarly, a rav who is exiled, his yeshiva is exiled with him. עד כאן the Rambam. הרי ישנה מציאוס של חיוס ומיסה ורוחניוס. Here you see clearly that there's a reality of life and death ורוחניוס בלי שום מליצאיס, without any flourishes or poetic expressions. ייתכן שתהיינה לאדם הרבה ידיעות בתורה. It's quite possible that an individual should have much knowledge, broad knowledge in Torah, אבל אינו חי בהם, but is not living in them. ומהי החיוס? What is life? על זה ענו לנו התוספות בספר תכף א' עמוד א'. We saw this תוספות recently, Stam Tamid Chacham Toirasoi Umanusoi. Tamid Chacham, Torah is his occupation, Ve'oisek Umharher Bah Kol Sha'ah. He's thinking and involved in it, reflecting in it all the time. Ve'ein Olech Dalad Amois Bela Torah. Doesn't walk as much as Dalad Amois without Torah. Zehu HaChomer HaGadoy Lesheh Machshava B'Torah. This is the great severity and the great intensity of Machshava B'Torah. HaChayusi B'Machshava. Torah life, the life force is in thought. V'nechayim enam suvlim efsek. Life doesn't tolerate interruptions. K'shealev mafsik lidpok chamesh dakois, when the heart stops beating for 5 minutes, yifshad le'achayis es adam. That's it. One cannot resuscitate the individual anymore. Life must carry on. It can't tolerate interruptions. Kachu gam b'chayus ruchanis. The same applies to spiritual life. Hefsek ha'chayus kemisahu. Stopping it is like death. V'chol haschala mechadash tzicha me'ein tchiyas ha'meisim. Every new beginning then requires something akin to tchiyas ha'meisim. Ein manois. We have no choice. Alenu nisargel lichyois b'machshava shel Torah. We have to become accustomed to live within Torah thoughts. Mamash b'shivtecha b'vizecha uv'lechtecha v'derech uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha. Literally. Mamash shelo tiyetzim l'metzius shel idna delo asik bah. To the point where we have no reality of a time where we're not involved in Torah. Mani fla'imem divrei ha'nefesh ha'chayim be'ad divrei chois lamed hei. We're going to examine the wondrous words of Rav Chaim Volozhin on the famous braisa in Brachos Daf Lamed Hei. Tanu Rabbanan ve'osafta degonecha v'chule. The pasuk speaks about agricultural work. Lefi she'amar liyamush sefer Torah ze mipicha. But the pasuk says this sefer Torah should not budge from your mouth. Yachod dvarim kichsavan. I might have understood this pasuk literally. Tamud omar ve'osafta degonecha. But the first pasuk speaks about agricultural work to collect your grain, etc. So we have two resolutions. Hanheg bohen minhag derech eretz, yivir b'Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, hanheg bohen minhag derech eretz. You have to be involved to some extent in parnasa. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai yomer, efshah adam choyresh b'shas choyresh v'chule. If a person is going to plow when it's a time of plowing and sowing, it's a time of sowing and fertilize, etc. Torah matehe aleha. What is going to happen to the Torah? Ela bizman shisel oisim rezono shel adam shel makoyim, when Bnei Yisrael fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, melachta nases al-yadei acherim. The melacha will be done through others. V'chosav hazeh ha'nefesh achim. So Rav Chaim Volozhin comments as follows. Vaday she'en das Rabbi Yishmael sheyehe reshus nesunah l'adam lifrish chas v'chalila af zman mu'at ma'isek ha'Torah. Certainly, Rabbi Yishmael's view is not that a person is permitted to separate himself even for a little time from involvement in Torah and to be involved in his livelihood, and during that time to be totally removed from involvement in Torah. And Rabbi Yishmael in fact hints to this concept in his expression, Hanheg bohen min hagder heretz, he says. Hanheg bohen, deal with them. Those were the subjects, the words of Torah were the subject of the discussion. So with them, even in those times, when you're involved in your livelihood, to the minimum extent, even then, in your thoughts, you should be thinking in Divrei Torah. Says the author, Hare gam l'Rabbi Yishmael, in shum heter levatel machshav meisek ha'Torah. There's no heter to release one's thoughts from involvement in Torah. Ve'ha'choyresh, ve'ha'oider besadeu, somebody who's plowing and using the hoe in his field. Ve'ha'secher b'chanus sheloi, and the shopkeeper, and whatever it is, tzerichim lachshav b'Torah bli heref. They have to be thinking in Torah constantly. Kach kosav gam Rabbi Yisrael b'echad mikhtavah. Rabbi Yisrael writes, it's cited in Or Yisrael Siman Tes Vav, כמוי במצווה לימוד התורה, he says, he's talking about the mitzvah לימוד תורה, נקל מאוד לאדם, גם מישהו שכחן גדול, it's very easy, he says, even a person who forgets very easily, לחזור הרבה פעמים לאט לאט לימודוי, to revise his learning many, many times, even if it's very slowly, בגמרא וכיוצא, כמעט רק ידיעת השכל לבד, and to do it even on a slightly more superficial level, בלי ידיעת התנא והאמרא, not necessarily knowing which Tana said what, and which Amora said what, just to know the shakla v'tariya, this person, this argument was made, then that argument was posed, etc. ולחשוב בהם בעיס הילוכוי בשוק במקום נקי, to think about this as he's walking in the shuk, of course, the proviso being it's a makoyim laki, ba'es yoshvo ba'agala, when he's sitting in the wagon, etc., ve'gam kim'at ba'emtze iskin, even almost in the midst of his business dealings. Says the author, ma'me'oid nechotza lanu ha'islamdus b'machshava b'moshechez b'torah. How very necessary it is for us to practice extended thought in Torah. We see from these sources. נמשיך איפה במה שהתחלנו. We're going to continue what we have begun. ללכס כל יום חצי שעה, to spend half an hour every day. לטייל ברחוב דווקא, to stroll specifically in the street. ולחשב בתורה מחשבה נעימה, and to think pleasant thoughts in Torah, not to strain it. ואם נזכה, if we earn it, נשכיל להרגיש טעם וחיוס, we'll start to feel a taste and a higher grade of life. במחשבת מדיס בתורה בעזרת השם, in constant thought in Torah. עד כאן.